today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Well, if you were out and about on Sunday afternoon, you might have copped a pizzling from that storm that went through. There was plenty of warning in that there was a big dark line across the horizon, gradually getting darker and closer, and I think people who were sensible took cover before it actually hit. There was a downpour of rain, but it was the wind that I think surprised a heck of a lot of people. Samuel Davis has written this in the Cairns Post today. A freak storm has left one of the Far North's biggest sporting clubs tallying yet another major damage bill, with the side's skipper lucky to be alive after dodging a falling tree and light pole as he scurried to safety. There's a picture of the fallen tree there too. It's quite a big tree. And then there's a picture of the grandstand at the Marlin Coast Rangers home, upside down, or on the side rather, I should say. Anyway, it reads here, pure white sheeting rain and howling winds on Sunday evening shocked residents in the northern beaches, with the SES called to multiple jobs in the region. At Trinity Beach, Marlin Coast Rangers home ground copped the lashing with a grandstand flipped, lighting fixtures smashed, and that large tree toppling fences. Now, it goes on to say Rangers captain Charlie Beverley, who was running an individual session with another player at the time, said the shock weather event very nearly could have killed someone because then the wind and rain intensified and Charlie paused training to take cover nearby and they ran for their lives. Eventually, the footballers were forced to make a mad dash for the team's clubhouse. But I'll get Charlie on the line, I think. Yes, I will. He's ready to go, actually. Marlin Coast Rangers assistant coach and captain of Premier's men's team. Charlie Beverley, good morning.
Morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, Charlie. Tell me about the any warning you might have got. I think if you were looking skyward, you would have seen that ominous big dark grey line across the horizon for a while, gradually approaching. Tell me about what you were looking at.
Yeah, exactly right. It was a crazy one, to be fair. So obviously I started my session at about 4:30 and it was pure hot. I don't know if you remember the heat that afternoon was really, really hot and the sun was out. And then by about 5 o'clock, it just started to just turned slightly, and as you said before, it started turning grey over the hills, and you know we do sometimes see that kind of weather up here. And then by about 5:30, so one of my sessions just finished, and it was probably the perfect timing for that player. But then I had another one about to start at 5:30, and then obviously the rain came, and you know we just thought nothing of it. We thought we'd go and stand under the benches on field two and just hopefully wait for it to pass, like yes. It sometimes normally does.
Yes.
I'm not sure if you've been out to Marlin Coast, but by the benches on field two, there's lots of big trees which back onto the kangaroo fields. And yeah, after about probably 2 or so minutes, all of a sudden it started. Heavy winds started coming about. Lots of smallish kind of branches started flying over our heads.
And yeah.
I was with current player Josh Pinn and young goalkeeper Patrick Maher at the time, who were about to have their session at 5:30. And I said, boys, we're going to have to get out of here because the branches started getting bigger. The gushes of wind started getting bigger. So we grabbed our bags that we had with us and literally just ran across field two over to the clubhouse for any kind of security and, you know, safety, really. And by that time, as we were running, it was just, literally just like pure white in front of us. Turn around and, you know, within a minute, the tree right where we were sat had fallen over the fence onto field two. So, and then another couple of minutes later, we obviously were in the change room at the time and came back out. And right where my session was set up for the next group,
yeah,
that was where the power pole had fell. So,
no.
Yeah, look, God forbid, you know, another few minutes and, who knows what could have happened. But I'm not sure if you've seen the photos as well, the grandstand. So the grandstand
being
flipped.
Yeah, it's on page 7 of the Cairns Post today. There's that photo. Yes, got it. On its side.
Yeah, correct. So the child I had before that, his parent was actually sat in that grandstand.
Yes.
Just before the, obviously, event happened, yeah. Watching his son. So. Yeah, crazy, crazy stuff. I've never seen anything like it up here.
Well, I'm just wondering, Charlie, how long since you ran, you have run that quickly, that well, that fast?
I don't know. I'm coming to the end of my career now, so speed probably isn't my forte, but I still managed to outdo Josh Pinn and Patrick Maher, but
Look, the photos, yeah, they get, you better get the... Oh, you've probably seen that photo of the tree down too. But anyway, you've got the in the photo in the Cairns Post today, the grandstand at the Rangers home rolling over during the storm on Sunday night. Look, have you been through anything like that before, coming in like that and sort of being much more powerful unexpectedly?
Not unexpectedly, no. Obviously, we're prone to cyclones up here, and obviously we had the floods and all the weather that came about from 2023. So, but, you know, you're kind of warned about these events, so you're not normally out and about. You kind of already bunk at home. So, yeah, it was very bizarre. And look, I don't know, I maybe have not paid enough attention to the weather reports, but I certainly didn't hear of anything, you know, planned for that afternoon. So, as I said, 4:30, it was blue skies and sunshine, and then within an hour, yeah, we had that massive weather event.
Well, there were branches coming down all over the place. I saw them too, from the big gum trees, also from the palm trees, etc. too. And they can really impact on people if they're walking underneath them too. So I haven't heard of any catastrophic accidents from tree branches falling yet, but I wouldn't have been surprised. It came so suddenly. The rain at your place, how long did that last? Half an hour or 45 minutes?
It was probably about 25 minutes to half an hour.
Yep.
The rain kept up for... And then, yeah, blue skies again.
Exactly.
So, yeah, really, really crazy.
What are you going to do about the grandstand?
Well, this is it now. Obviously, we had a massive day at the club yesterday. And look, we're so lucky at Marlin Coast to have amazing volunteers that when events like this do happen, we really rally together and, you know, many hands make light work. So there was people there yesterday from midday right and through till about 7 o'clock. Whether that was doing dump runs, chainsawing the trees, cleaning up all the debris. So, but, you know, small community clubs like us, you know, we really struggle with finances. So, and we're only still just trying to get over the flood events from 2023. And now, obviously, we've been hit with this. So, financially for the club, you know, it's a massive hit. So, yeah, we're really trying to hopefully lend on the hands of the council here to provide us with some, you know, support in some way. Because we've got that massive tree out the front now, which, you know, is going to cost a lot of money if we're going to have to remove that ourselves, which clubs like us, you know, really struggle to have those finances for.
Yeah, exactly. Well, well, well. So the tree is largely still there, is chopped up but still there.
Yeah, so the actual root of the actual tree, the main base of the tree is still there. A lot of the branches from the top half of the tree have now been cleared. Chopped down anyway, so I think there's still a bit of rubbish there that just needs to be taken to the tip. The actual main root of the tree is still there, which is just too big for us to move. At the end of the day, we haven't got the right equipment. We've got chainsaws and which can do the small to medium sized branches, but you know, tree stumps of that size are just far too big for anything we've got at the club.
Who's your local councillor, Rhonda Coughlin or Brett Holds?
Brett Olds is our councillor, but he's been amazing for the club in previous times, so,
He's often listening to the talk show, so Brett, as soon as I hang up, can you get on the blower and have a word with Charlie and sort things out? Look, this has been an excellent update. I've got to say this has been a very, very a newsworthy update. Really appreciate that today, and a whole lot of people will identify with it because so many people up there on the northern beaches copped a pizzling from it as well. Good on you, Charlie.
Not a problem. Cheers, John. Thanks for having me.
That's Charlie Beverley, Marlin Coast Rangers assistant coach.